Today is Columbus Day, a federal holiday some prefer to call Indigenous Peoples Day in deference to Native Americans. To help mark the occasion, members of the Iroquois Nation performed traditional dances at the Museum of the American Revolution. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the museum also screened a new film about the Native American involvement in the Revolutionary War.
At the Museum of the American Revolution, members of the Mohawk tribe from upstate New York performed a variety of traditional dances, including this one, a fish dance, celebrating a staple part of their diet. Upstairs in the permanent exhibition, the museum devotes an entire room to the Oneida tribe, which sided with the rebel colonists during the Revolutionary War. But most of the Iroquois nations, including the Mohawk Nation, sided with the British. Jordan Smith, a Mohawk performer, says the American Revolution caused a violent rift in a centuries-old confederacy of Native nations.
It was almost like a civil war between our own people. And in the long run, we all kind of got the short end of the stick, no matter what side you fought on.
The museum is using Indigenous Peoples Day to premiere its new documentary film by Rick Burns, the younger brother of Ken Burns, called The People of the Standing Stone, about the breakup of the Federation of Six Nations.
And here the whole tradition for centuries has been, above all else, to stand together. We must not kill one another. And they start killing one another. It's a total bloodbath.
Vice President of Collections, Scott Stevenson, says the film is part of the museum's effort to tell the story of the Revolution from many perspectives.
I think it makes a more approachable history. It's one that we can relate to as people, that things aren't necessarily just demigods and villains, but people who were caught in those difficult situations, who had difficult choices to make.
The 25-minute film, screening exclusively in the museum, was commissioned by the Oneida Nation. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.